Okay, we're about to begin Maseches Pesachim. To everybody that had the schus to finish Erevin, wish him a mazel tov. And to everybody else, we welcome everybody. This Maseches is very different than Erevin. All the issues of Mavui and Tchum and Chatzar, you can put that into the second half of your mind. We'll return one day to that. Right now we're going to start Maseches Pesachim. The first question that we have to ask on Maseches Pesachim is, obviously it's about the Yontif of Pesach. Why is it called Pesachim? Why isn't it just called Pesach? Or why is it in plural? So the Meiri says that it's very interesting that in earlier times, and it was even existed in his times in the 1300s, there were two Masechtas. One was called Pesach Rishon and one was called Pesach Sheni. Pesach Rishon was all about the Halacha L'maisa, Chametz, Matzah, Bedika, Bittel, the Seder night. And the second Pesach Sheni was all about the carbon Pesach, which didn't apply anymore. And included in that was one chapter, the ninth perek, about Pesach Sheni itself. That's why it's called Pesachim. And then eventually the two merged into one Masechta. That's why it's called Pesachim in the plural. Tosfos Yonta says because Pesachim also discusses the carbon Pesach. They really have two Pesach, so it's plural. So it's called, either way, it's called Masechta Pesachim. The Yonta of Pesach has, out of the 613 mitzvot, has at least 24. Counted in the Sefer HaChinuch, there are at least 24 mitzvot that have to do with the mitzvah of the yontif of Pesach, matzah, maror, malacha, karbanos, all that. Most of them have to do with the Seder night, matzah, maror, karban Pesach, all the mitzvahs that apply to that, chametz. And we're going to discuss now three mitzvahs. Two los aseis and one asei, what we're not sure about. The two los aseis are lo yiroi and lo yimatzeh, which is called in the Gemara bal yiroi and bal yimatzeh, which means you can't have any chametz in your possession and you can't see any chametz. And that only applies to chametz that belongs to you. So if you're walking into, if you go to Walmart and you see chametz on the shelves, that's okay. It doesn't belong to you. So two, if a guy leaves chametz in your house, it doesn't belong to you. That's the whole issue of selling chametz. It doesn't belong to you. So you're allowed to see that and you're allowed to possess that. You're only not allowed to possess chametz that doesn't belong to you. The third mitzvah that we're going to discuss is the positive mitzvah of tashbisu. It's a mitzvah saseh in the Torah to destroy all the chametz. It's a big machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos on Daf Dalet. If we have time, we'll talk about it at the end of today. And it's a machlokes even in the Tanayim. How was that mitzvah done? Was it done by burning only or anything? Flush it on the toilet, put it into the river, give it to the dog, anything. That's a machlokes Tanayim. And that's what we're going to discuss now. There is no mitzvah in the Torah to do bedikas chametz. Well, we'll see that. Okay, now we can start. So, the Mishnah starts with that background. The Mishnah starts. Or la abba asar. We're going to translate the word or to mean on the night of. Even though the word or means light, in vernacular, the word or does mean light. The Gemara is going to conclude that the word R means night in this context. So we're going to translate it as the conclusion. And it says, Or la'arba asar, on the night of the 14th, bod kines ha-chametz, we do bedikas chametz, la'or haner, the light of a candle. Okay, we can stop right there. So first of all, Rashi says, Or la'arba asar garsinon. Right? The girsa should be, Or la'arba asar. Why? So there were other girsas out there that said li'or arba asar, or no lamed at all, or arba asar. What's going on here? The question is, when exactly do you do bedikas chametz? Rashi's, everyone interprets the fact that Rashi said or li'arba asar to mean after dark, after Tzeis HaKochavim, not before. And the reason why it uses the lashon of or, besides the Gemara's conclusion that we wanted to start with the Masechta with a nice word, we don't want to start the Masechta with a dark word like Leil or Laila, that's what the Gemara is going to conclude. We wanted to start with nice and bright, even though it means night. There's more halachic reasons for the word or, meaning do it in the very beginning of the night when it's still a little light out. Don't wait till midnight. Do it in the very, very beginning of the night when there's still a little bit of light out. And that's how the Mechaber paskins. But don't do it before night. Don't do it in the afternoon or Bein HaShemashos. Don't do that. Do it when it's still night. And that's how the Mechaber paskins in Siman Tov Lamed Aleph, he says, Batchilas Leil Yud Dalet B'Nisan. The beginning of the night, Bot Kines HaChametz L'Or Haner. When is that? The Mishnah Berurah says, Pirush Tekev Achar Tzeis HaKochavim. Whenever it gets dark. After Tzeis HaKochavim. That's when the day ends. And that's when the new day begins. So, till Tzeis HaKochavim, it's really the 13th. Once it becomes Hetzer B'chavim, it becomes the 14th. So you have that quasi area of Vein HaShemoshes when we're not sure. So Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah explain, don't do it then. Don't do it during Vein HaShemoshes. And the Shari Tshuva over here, the Ber Hetiv says, he says that the Rajba held, not the Rajba, the Ravid held that, where is it? The Ravid held that the Ravid Dayak Miloshin Or, the Ravid learned that from the word Or of our Mishnah, it's still a little bit day, so you get a little bit of the light of the day. Just because you want to use a nice language and say or instead of laila, the Tana would not have done that. If that was the only purpose. There was obviously another halachic purpose to saying night, to saying or instead of laila, and that was v'rov perushim tefillah debein hashmoshos dafka. You should start the petikas chametz during bein hashmoshos. I think the Vilna Gaon held that, and other Gedolim held that, other people held that, but I think the common practice is to wait till Tzeitak Ochavim. That Shalol Kara Kriya Shema Kodim Bedika, you shouldn't say Kriya Shema before Bedika, because then you're going to run into the contradictory issues of Kriya Shema, you can only say when it's night. So you have all that whole discussion about Ma'ariv and Kriya Shema, but I believe that most take the Mishnah Berurah and the Mechaber at face value, and they wait until Tzeitak Ochavim, and the Mishnah Berurah says, if you do it in the beginning of Tzeitak Ochavim, because that way it's still a little bit light out, and you're Mekayim this whole issue of Or. Which Sternbach even says, that if you're stuck at work, you should rather appoint a Shliach, or have maybe even your wife could start, so that you should be Mekayim this issue of starting it right away, and not to wait till 10 o'clock at night, till you get home. Which is just, you know, all that stems from one word of the beginning of the Mishnah. So, why do you do this, B'digas Chametz, in the night of the 14th? For what purpose? So Rashi says in the second line, Bodkin, Shlo Ya'avir Olav B'bal Yirah U'bal Yimatzei. Do B'digas Chametz, so that you won't come to have a problem of B'al Yirah U'bal Yimatzei. Because how do you know this, that there isn't Chametz in your house? You have to do B'digas. Otherwise, you're not going to. Otherwise, it's a preventative measure to make sure, do B'digas, to make sure you don't come to do B'al Yirah U'bal Yimatzei. Tosfos, in the top Tosfos says, Pirush HaKuntris, Shlol Avro Lav Ba'yuel Ba'yimatzei, you shouldn't come to violate Ba'yuel Ba'yimatzei, and he says, V'kasha L'ri, Kivan Detzarech Bittel, since you have to even Vatel your Chametz anyway, everyone does Bittel Chametz, they say, believe in their heart, my Chametz is worthless to me, so then it's not Chametz anymore, since you do that, we're going to get to all that on Shabbat, how that works. Even if you do Bedika, you still have to do Bittel. That's what the Gemara is going to say. So, Mid-Oraisa. This is the key. Mid-Oraisa. Bittel Ba'al Masagi. Mid-Oraisa. Bittel's enough. So, Amai Hutzdruchu Chacham and Bedika Klal. So, why are you doing Bedika? Because of Ba'yirol, Ba'yimatze, you don't have to do Bedika for that. Bittel's good enough. So what's Rashi talking about? Right? You don't want to have Balayot Bayamatze, you should just do Bittel. It's much easier to do B'dikas Chametz. Takes 2 seconds. Why are you doing B'dika? So Venir Luri, so the Ri holds that no. Da'afa gaf tzaki Bittel Ba'alma, even though Bittel's enough, and it's certainly okay to do Bittel, Hechmiru Chacham Ulibo Chametz, the Chachamim went, it's a din the Chachamim. Why? Levaro, to be Mavar the Chametz, to do Bittel and Biur, Shelo Yavol Ochlo. You shouldn't come to eat it. You're gonna do Bittel. Very nice. But you're gonna still have Chametz in your house. You didn't check the house. All you do is Bittel. You're gonna chance upon a nice bottle of liquor. You're gonna drink it. You're gonna forget. So we don't want that happening. So therefore, you do B'digas Chametz it's a preventative measure only. Just to prevent you from doing, from eating it. Which is a big avera. It's not going to be yours. You mavatla, it doesn't belong to you anymore. It's still going to come to eat it. Worse. So it's a preventative measure. The Ran has a different answer. The Ran says that when you do the bittel, you're not going to do the bittel b'lev shalem. You're not really doing the bittel. Because you know the liquor's there. And you know the cookies are there. So you're not really doing bittel. The Bar Tanura says that maybe you're going to find the cookies and you're going to be choser on your bittel, you're going to retract on the bittel, you're going to regret you did the bittel. So for all those reasons, do B'digas Chametz. So at least it's out of your possession. So then what's Rashi talking about? So the Ran says as follows. The Ran says, Midoraisa. You could have done one of two things. You could do Bittel, or you could do Bedika and Beer. Either one of those two is sufficient. Bittel or Bedika and Beer. Both of them are going to end up with the same result. You're not going to have chametz in your house, and you're not going to come to eat it. Right? But you could do that, you could do either one. So why did Rashi pick Bedika? Because for all the reasons we just said. Maybe you're going to come up to eat it. Maybe you're going to regret. Right? And the Mishnah, the Ran said, the Mishnah was talking about before they made this gezeira that you should also do bedika. Before they made that gezeira, you should also do bedika. You could have done bit. You could have done either one. And Rashi's saying, do bedika. It's the better one. It's the better option. Why? Because you avoid all Tosfos' problems. So the Pnei Yeshua says that's such a dogic thing to say that the Mishnah is talking about before they made it, before the gezeira and the whole thing's doraisa. Then. Nothing seems to be that way. So the Bnei Yeshua says, you know why Rashi said, you know why Rashi wasn't concerned you're going to eat it? Because it's like a triple chashash. It's like a triple suffix. First of all, who says you still have any chametz? Maybe, and then who says you're going to find it on Pesach? And who says you're going to want to eat it? It's like so many, so such removed suspicion. It's okay, don't, we're not going to come to you. It's not going to happen. The Tzlach says that the reason why Rashi specifically says this issue is because there's a Tana out there, we're going to get to it later on in the Masechta, that he holds, it's one time, Rabbi Yossi holds that there is no issue that Bittel doesn't work. He holds there's no such thing as Bittel. You can't even do Bittel, and therefore Rashi wanted to be all inclusive, wanted to cover everybody's bases. So therefore he said Bedika because he's covering everybody. So on the back, the Chachos Manoach says that Bittel, you could forget to do that. You could forget, it's such a small, little, simple thing. But nobody's going to forget to do Bedika's Chametz. That's not going to happen. So therefore, Rashi specifically says bedikas chametz to get you out of bayoy bayimatzeh because it's a much more it's easier way to remind yourself to do bedikas chametz than to do bittel. So Rashi therefore picks that the reason that bedikah is going to get you out of bayoy bayimatzeh. And there's much more to this discussion on Shabbos that comes up again from that till Shabbos. We're not going to talk about Pesach at all, and we'll revisit it then. So back into the Mishnah. So Olav Asa, the night of the 14th book, is the chametz Or Haner. And then the Mishnah has a principle: Kol makom she'ei machnisim bo chametz, any place where you don't normally bring chametz, ain't tzarich bedika. You don't have to do bedika. If there's no chametz in there, you don't have to do bedika. You don't have to bother. So the Gemara says. So the Mishnah says, Uba me amru. And how come we said beis shuvos b'martev that two rows of the wine cellar, you have to do bedika, which we're going to see that in two seconds in the Mishnah. You have to do bedika. Why do we say that? So the Mishnah answers: Makom she'ei machnisim bo chametz. It's a place where you bring your chametz. Rashi says, you send the waiter down to the wine cellar to go get wine, and he has the bread in his hand while he's eating, while he's working, and he'll leave the bread there. He'll forget. So it is a place where you bring chametz, and therefore you do have to do bedika. How do you do bedika in the wine cellar? So it's a machlokas b'shami mitzil. B'shami omrim, beis shuros al panei kol hamartes. Two rows on the whole face of the wine cellar. On Daf Ches, I think, the Gemara has a machlokas what that means. Either let's just imagine barrels stacked on top of each other. So either it's the whole first row of barrels, or just the bottom two rows, or the top two rows. Ubetzila omrim, shtei shuros hachitzonos, the two outer rows, shehein hol yonos, which are the top rows. So either it's like a machlokas over there, what that means. Either it's like an endachaf, like a final chaf. The whole top of the wine cellar and the whole front, or just the front, or the front row and the row immediately behind it. Or the top row and immediately behind it, but not that. So that's my chalukas on Daf Ches. So now the Gemara says, "My or." What does the word "or" mean? What does that mean on the or of the 14th? What does that word mean? So it's my chalukas. Rav Huna Amar Nagi. Rav Huna says it means light, meaning according to Rashi, what do you do bedikas chametz in the morning of the 14th? Erev Pesach in the morning, according to Rav Huna, it means light. And Rav Yehuda Amar No. Rav Yehuda says leili. It means the night of the 14th. So, Kasolka Daitach, the Mishnah says, do you mean to tell me that Manda Amar Nagi, the one who holds, that it means light, is Nagi Mamish? Actual light? Actual morning? On the light of the 14th in the morning? That's when you do Bedikas Chametz? Umanda Amar Leili Leili Mamish? And the one who holds that the Mishnah means night Mamish? So Rashi says that line you should take out. Because of course night means night. That's not an issue. That's not controversial. That line take out. So what? So really, we're asking on the first part. What do you mean to tell me that the one who holds or means light means the day? Meisvei, So now we're going to ask 15 questions on what you hold here about night and day. What does the word or mean? The Gemara is going to bring 15 different psukim and mishnas and brises to try to decide what does the word or mean. So Meisri, number one, it says that when the brothers left Mitzrayim, Haboker, right after they left Yosef, Haboker or, the Boker was or, V'ha'anashim shalchu, and the men left. So Alma, doesn't that mean or Yamamahu? But the word or is a noun, and it means light, it means day. Why Haboker, the morning, which is or, and then the men left. So doesn't that mean that or means day? So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean that. Mikziv, does it say ha'or, the or, boker, which is day? That, then you have no way out of that. That's not what it says. It says ha'boker or. The light, the morning, the boker, the morning. Or, what does that mean? Orksiv. It means, kimanda amar, like someone says, tsafra nahar. The morning became light. Not the morning is light. The morning became light. That's not a proof that the word or means light. That it doesn't mean day. It's not a proof that the or, word or means day. It's not a conclusive proof. I know, it's very difficult.
But even Rabbi Huzi would agree that or means light in some context, but what does it mean in this context?
Right, right, right. The Gemara is going to end up proving that the or has to mean night here. The Gemara is going to prove it three times. The Gemara is going to still keep asking questions because it's inconclusive. Maybe only in that context it means, that's what we're going to say Shema Mina, and then we're going to say Meisvei. That's what the Mefarshim say, because it's not conclusive. Maybe in that context. It could mean both. Well, the simple word means light. That you can't argue on.
Right.
Right? So that's what the pasuk over here means in Bereishis. The morning, which is light, which leads to light, which causes light, then the men left. And why does the pasuk say that? That's a very uninteresting fact. Uked Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Because to teach you the lesson of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. La'olam yachnis adam b'chitov. A person should always go in when it's still light, v'yotzei b'chitov, and leave in the good, really, meaning in the light. Why? Because Rashi says, because when you're traveling, you don't want to travel at night. You have robbers, you have whatnot. You don't want to travel at night. So that's why they waited till the morning. They waited till the light. So Tosva says, they're scared about robbers. There's 10 of them. But they weren't scared of anybody. Right? They killed out a whole city of Shechem. So Tosva says, maybe it's not robbers, it could be Mazikin, Shadim, and Tosa says, why does it say going in before going out? Don't you first leave your town and then you arrive somewhere else? First you leave and then you arrive. You don't, there's no Knesset. First is the Yitzhiya, then there's the Knesset. Why does the Gemara reverse it? So Tosa says, because that's exactly the point. We're talking about someone in a foreign place where he's not familiar. In your own town, if you leave at night because you're familiar with your town. There's no robbers in your town. You're going somewhere else. You have no idea where you are. So that's a whole discussion about that. Fine. Next, Meisvei, another one. It says in Shmuel Beis, Uka'or Boker. This is a reference, is a nevuah, a reference to the end of days, the Yemos HaMashiach. It says Uka'or Boker, and the Or, which is Boker, Yizrach Hashemesh, the sun will shine. It's going to be wonderful. So the Gemara says, Alma, what do you see? Or Yemamahu, that the word Or means day, because it says Uka'or and the Or of Boker, of the morning. So again, the Gemara says, Miksiv or Boker? Does it say that Pasuk over there in Shmuel Beis or Boker? The or of Boker doesn't say that. It says Ucha or Boker Ksiv. An extra Vav and an extra Chaf. What does that mean? Vachi Ka'amar. Ucha or Boker. And just like there's light, Ba'olam Hazeh, in this world, just like the sunrise in this world, right? The sunrise in the morning. Ke'ein Zricha Shemesh L'Tzadikim L'Asad Lavo. That's going to be a similar kind of enlightenment that the tzaddikim are going to be entitled to in the Olam Haba. So it doesn't prove anything about whether or means day or night in our context. Next, number three, Meisvei. It says in the first few psukim of the Torah, V'yikra Elokim l'or yom. And God called to the or day. Doesn't that mean Alma or Yamamahu? Doesn't that mean that the word or means day? Right? It's pretty good. So the Gemara says, no, Hachik Amar, this is what it means. Limeir, to that which causes light, that which begins to light, Uva, and the light starts to come, Kariyom. That's what Hashem called day. He called the beginning of the light day. That's what Hashem called day. He didn't call day light. They're not synonymous. So the word R doesn't mean day. It means, in the beginning of the day, it started to get light. doesn't mean that it's not a noun. That's, the Rashi keeps pointing that out. We're trying to say that the word or is a noun, that it is light. And we keep saying, no, it's not true. It means it's a description of light, it's a description of day, but it doesn't mean day. That's what we keep trying to drive home, that point. It doesn't, not the same thing as saying day. And therefore, in our Mishnah, it could be night. So again, over here, L'me'iru ba kariyam, to the light that's coming, to the light that's coming, the light that's going to be coming soon, that's what Hashem called the day. Ella, it's El Me'atza. If that's true, then the second half of that pasuk says, V'lachoshech karalayla. What do you mean? U'lachoshech karalayla. L'machshech uba, to the beginning of the light, the beginning of the dark, as the darkness starts to come, karalayla, that's already called night? That can't be. V'hakayim alon, but we learned, when we learned this, in the first daf of Shas, word of base of brachos, that the ad teis hakochavim yimamahu, until it's actually teis hakochavim, Rashi reminds us, it's a pasuk from Ezra, that until it's an actual teis hakochavim, until it's actually night, it's still called day, in various halachic contexts. So you can't tell me that the word, those words in that pasuk in Bereish just mean, and when it starts to get. That's not true. When, maybe it's true by the morning part, but by the evening part it's not true. When it starts to get dark, it's called night, it's not true. Starts to get dark, it's still called day. Only when it's dark, it's called night. So what does that pasuk mean? Elahik Amar. Kriya Rachmana L'Nahara. The Hashem summoned, he called, here, it doesn't mean he called it, he named it. He designated it. It means he summoned it. That Kriya Rachmana L'Nahara, Hashem summoned the day, the light, Upak De Amitzvasa the Yamama, and gave it its command, its mitzvah, to rule during the day. V'kariya rachmana l'choshcha, and Hashem summoned the night. That's what it means, v'yikra Elokim la'ar, and he called. He didn't call it, that he designated it. He summoned it. He said, come here, you're going to rule the day. And the choshech, pakde amitzvasa delayla, you're going to rule at night. You're going to rule at night. That's what it means. That's what it means. It doesn't mean anything else. It doesn't mean that or means day or night. It doesn't mean that. It means he summoned it. So I saw the sefer that's called, the sefer called Yisra Bracha. It says, why does it use a funny language of mitzvasa? And the mitzvah is to rule by the day and to rule by the night. So he said it's alluding to, of course, the whole reason why the world was created was to do mitzvos. And there are some mitzvahs that you can only do during the day. Like tefillin and lulav and shofar. You can't do those at night. And there are some mitzvahs you can only do at night. Like eating matzah and Sefirot Omer. So there was an illusion that Hashem summoned them, your mitzvah, you're going to rule over mitzvahs by the day, and you're going to rule over mitzvahs by the night. Does it have anything to do with our Mishnah? No, nothing. Doesn't have anything to do with whether or means day or night. We're still stuck. We still don't have an answer. Meisrei, next. It says, we say this every morning, Halu kol kochvei or. All the kochavim, all the stars of the or, will praise God. Right? All of them are going to praise you, Hashem. So doesn't that mean or to who? That or means night? All the stars of the or? Doesn't that mean all the stars of the night are going to praise you? So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily. Hachika Amar. Haluhu kol kochavim, all the stars, hameirim, which give off light. Right? All the stars that give off light, they're going to praise you. And so that's what it means. Elamiyata, that's what it means. So only kochavim hameirim hu deboy shibuche. Only the stars that give off light, they're going to praise. But she'enam meirim lo boy shibuche. But the ones that don't give off, they don't have to praise Hashem. Right? The stars that we can't see, that don't give off light, they don't have to praise Hashem. Only the stars that do give off light. It's very difficult to say. Vaksiv, and anyway, it says in the pasuk over there, Halu kol tzivav. All the hosts praise God. All of them. Not just the ones that shine. So Elohim Hashem, this is what that pasuk means. The or kochavim nami orhu. That the or, the light of stars, also has a halachic context of light. What does that mean? L'maynaf kabina, regarding what? L'noder min ha'or. If somebody says, makes a neder, I am not going to have any hanor from any light. So can he take a stroll when there's no moon and the stars are out? No. He can't. Why? Because that's also light. That's what the pasuk means. The Tanya, there is no brisa that says this. Everyone points out. It's just a saying. There's no brisa or mishnah that says, hanoder min ha'or. If someone makes a neder, he's not going to derive any hanar from light. Aser ba'or yishal kochavim. He's not going to have any light. He's aser from even enjoying the light of the kochavim. Why? Because Or, because Kochavim do have R. They do give off light. Does that have anything to do with our discussion what R means? No, it doesn't at all. Next, Meisvei, another one. Now going to Eov. La'or Yakum Rotzeach. In the R, the Rotzeach, the murderer, gets up. Yiktal Ani ve'Evyon. He'll kill the Ani or the Evyon. Ubalayla, but at night, Yikiganef. He's like a Ganef, meaning he's a what's it called? He's much more stealth. In the day, in the or, the Rotzeach will kill, but in the night, he's like a Ganef. So the Gemara says, Ha midika amar ubalayla yikiganef. Since it says in the night he'll be a Ganef. Alma, doesn't it mean, are you mamahu? That the word ar means day? What does that mean? In the daytime, the guy's ready to kill. But at night, they sneak in, they're not so interested in killing. Right? In the day, broad daylight, there's a highwayman, he'll kill you if he has to. But at night, he won't. So doesn't that mean that the word ar means day? So the Gemara says, no. That's not necessarily true. Hasam hachi ka'amar. This is what it means, which is, we're going to see in a minute. Eif shitalach milsa. If the event is clear to you, like the light, it's so clear to you, like broad daylight, that what? The anafashos ka'asi, that the guy is coming, the guy will kill you, right? It's so clear he's going to kill you. Then rotzeachu, he's considered a rotzeach, v'nitin latil benafsho, and you can kill him to save your life, if it's so clear to you. But v'im esapgolach milsa, but if it's not so clear to you, you have a suffix. Kalila, like the night, like it's dark to you, it's cloudy, you're not sure. Then, Yihio Beinecha Kiganov, treat him like a Ganov who comes in stealth. Velo Nitin Latila Benafsho, and you can't kill him. Tosfos and Rashi both remind us, the same discussion is in the Torah, where it says in Babimach Teres. And it says over there, Zorcha, Hashemesh Zorcha Alav, the sun shines on the guy, on the Ganov. And the Torah says, and Rashi, or the Pasuk over there in the Medrash, Tosfos there says, what does that mean? If the murderer is coming and it's clear as the sun that he'll kill you, then you can kill him. But if you're not sure, meaning it's your father, Rashi says over here, or someone like your father, who will never kill you, even though he's robbing you, he'll never kill you, because a father has compassion for a son, and even if he's a robber and he's one of these types of people, it's my son's house, he's not going to, then you can't kill him. That's what the pasuk means. If it's clear to you as the son, right? Tosso says in the im zarcha im barulcha kishemesh. If it's as clear to you, she'ein lo chol shalom imach. He has no peace with you. Hargeu, you can kill him. V'yom lavin. If not, al tahargeu, don't kill him. What's that talking about? Aval aben. Talking about a father to a son, because a father will never kill a son, no matter what. So that's what that pasuk means. So it's the question on that pasuk in the Torah, which is the same thing over here. So what does that mean? That means that if a robber comes in the day, then you can kill him. But if he comes at night, you can't. That's the pashas of the pasuk. And we say, no, it has nothing to do with day and night. It's unrelated. If it's your father, then you can't. And if it's someone else, you can. So what about Ein Bikur Yotzei B'Day Pshuto? What about, doesn't the pasuk have to be pashas? Taking this pasuk, and we're treating it in a totally non-pashat way. So the Rambam says that yes, this is one of the exceptions to that rule, and Ein Mikvah Yotzei B'Day Pshuto is an exception, and it has nothing to do with day or night. Even though the pasuk talks about the sun shining, it has nothing to do with day or night. The Rambam says Echad Abba Mamach Teres Oganav Shidim Tzibatzoch Kago Shel Adam Obatzoch Chatzero Obatzoch Bein Bayom Bein Balayla. Doesn't make a difference when it happens. V'loma Nemar Bamach Teres. Why does it say he's tunneling in? Lefi Shederech Rov Ganavim Lo V'Balayla. Most of them come at night. Has nothing to do with day or night. Has to do with the clarity of who the person is. Do you know? Is there a chance he'll kill you, or is there no chance he'll kill you? The Ravid says, "What are you talking about?" Afal pi shadosh shechacham zorcha shemesh al derech mashal. It's a mashal, right? In baror lecha adar b'kashemesh lo ba aliske nefashos. You're clear. He'll come to kill you. That's what they darshin. Afal pi kain ein mikri yotim de pshuto. Still got to be pashit. Right? So the Ravid says, it is pashit. You know why? Because if someone comes during the day, it means he's a chicken. Why? Because only doing it when you're at work. So if he sees you there, he's going to run like anything. So then you can't kill him. Because he has no intention of ever killing you. But he's coming at night, he knows you're home. So he knows. There'll be war if I'm caught. I'll kill this guy. So it even can be Pasha Pshat. Right. Right, so now we're saying exactly reverse. Now we're saying exactly reverse from that standard Pshat about God and Vagazel. And the rabbi doesn't mean to argue on the Medrash. Doesn't mean to argue on the Mashal. He says, yes, in addition to that, it's true that if it's your father, but he says, it's got to be Emir Gertz with the Pshuto. The Rambam says, no, we can't go. We all know the Yud Gimel Midos, but there's another 32 Midos that the Torah is in the Dreshet Behen. Gamachi is there, and all these other ones. And one of them there is Mashal. Right? When the Torah speaks in Mashal, are they literal? And the Midah is, there are three exceptions. This is one of the exceptions. It's not literal. It doesn't make a difference if it's day or night. If it's not your father, you can kill the guy. The rabbi says, no, it's only at night. Because at night he's coming for battle. In the day, he's a chicken. So if he sees you, he'll run. He doesn't want to get caught. Right? So then you can't kill the guy because he's not going to kill you. He's going to run away. At night, he's not running anywhere. He knows you're home. Okay, that's that. So do we have an answer about our Mishnah? No, we don't have an answer yet. Next. Next. Meshvei. Says in Eov, Yechashru kochvei nafsho, the stars of the night should become dim. Yikav la'or, you should hope for the or, wait for the or. V'ayin, it's not coming. V'al yireh ba'afei shachar, and don't fear the beginning, the break of the dawn. So, mizika amar yikav la'or, since it says, and waiting for the or, and the next line says, but it doesn't come, and don't fear the breaking of the dawn, the ayin, alma or yamamahu, doesn't that mean or means day? Right? The night, curse the night, and I'm waiting for the day, it's not coming. Doesn't that clearly mean or means day? So the Gemara says, no, hasim over there, melehu de kalayle Eov lamazle. Eov's cursing himself. He's cursing his own fortunes. And what does he say? Amri says, yehi rav Hashem, it should be, delitzvei ha'gavra l'nara, that me, I should wait for the morning, v'lo lishkechein, I shouldn't get it. Meaning, we thought that the pasuk of Yikav la'or was talking about the world. That the world should wait for the or, but it's not coming. So you see, the or means morning. So now the Gemara says, no, he's talking about himself. He should hope for light, he's just cursing himself. I should wait and wait for the light, and I should never get it. So it doesn't mean, we don't prove that or means day, it just means light. Which we've been saying all along. We've always trying to say that or is a noun, and it means day, and we say no, it means light, it means coming of the light, beginning of the light, and that's how we always get out of it. Meisvei, another one. David HaMelech is talking here, and he says, he sinned with Bathsheba, and he thought that because of that sin, he was going to get eternal darkness here in the future and in this world. So he says, ah, choshech yishufeni, the darkness was going to shadow me, V'layla or ba'adeni. But night, v'layla and night, or ba'adeni. It became light. Why? Because I was forgiven. So, what does he say? I thought that the choshech was going to surround me. But uv'layla, but night, or ba'adeni. It became or. Alma, doesn't that mean or yamamahu? Or means day? Because the night became day. It became light for me. Right? I thought I was going to suffer, and I got forgiven. This was said in prophecy. Because this happened after he died. So what does that mean? So you said or means day? So Gemara says, no, Hasam Hachikamar David. And he amar, I said, Achoshech Yishufeinu Olam Haba. I thought that darkness would surround me in Olam Haba because I sinned. Shehu Domo L'Yom, which is compared to a day. Achshav, now, Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh. Shehu Domo L'Layla. Right, we say the Olam Hazeh is the Layla and the Olam Haba is the Yom. The Olam Hazeh, which is compared to the Layla. Even here, or ba'adeni, I got light, right? Rashi says because when the Shlomo built the Beit Hamikdash, they wanted to bring in the Aron and it wouldn't go in, and it only went in l'zecher David HaMelech. So you see that David HaMelech was forgiven, and he was forgiven in front of the whole nation. So that's what David was speaking in prophecy. I thought I'm going to suffer, but look at this, I got light, I got forgiveness. So you see that or doesn't mean light, or doesn't mean day, it just means some kind of light. Meisvei. Now we're going to conclusively prove that the word or means night. Why? Because it's going to say, we're going to say later on in the Masechta, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bodkin or Arba Asar. You check for Chameit on the or of Arba Asar. And let's say you didn't do it. Then when do you check? Then Uba Arba Asar Shachris. So if you don't do it then, do it in Shachris. Do it the next morning. Uba Shas HaBir. Or do it the time of beer. Right? You have a bunch of options when to do it. So, Medika Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Bodkin or Arba Asar, Uba Arba Asar Shachris. Since he said the or, and in the next morning, Alma or Tahu, or has to mean night. And the Gemara says, Shmarina, that's a good raya. That's true, it has to mean night. Right? And now, even though we just proved it, the Gemara says Meisvei. Right? Meisvei. What's the Meisvei? Because it just could maybe mean that in that context it means night. That everyone has to agree to, but not necessarily a proof that it always means that. And maybe Rabbi Huna, who says it means light, can still stick to his guns. So we're going to keep on going. Meisvei. Me'emesai arba asr basiras malacha. On the 14th of Nisan, on Erev Pesach, there's a halacha that from Chatzos and on, you're not supposed to do malacha. It's asr b'malacha. What kind of malacha? We're going to get to that later on in the Masechta. What about before Chatzos? So before Chatzos, the Mishnayos are going to say later, it depends. It depended. What was the minhag in that town? Did they do malacha? Did they not do malacha? So it depended. So if you were in a town where they didn't do malacha, so when can't you do malacha? When is that isser, that minhag of not doing malacha, when did that start? Right? When did it start? So it's a machlokas. Rebbe Yaakov Omer Mishas Ha'ar. He said from the Ar, from the time of Ar, which we're going to think right now means the night before. Right? Like Shabbos. The night before, stop doing malacha. Right? And Rebbe Yehuda Omer, no, Mishas Netzachama. From Netzachama. From the morning. Right? From the morning. That's what he had to stop doing malacha. So Amalek, Netzachama means the day. So Amalek, Rebbe Ben Yaakov, Rebbe Yehuda. So Rebbe Lezer Yaakov says to Rabbi Yehuda, wait a minute. You mean to tell me that you have to stop doing malacha in the morning? Heichon matzinu, when do we ever find such a case that yom shemiktsaso aser batsiyas malacha or miktsaso mutar batsiyas malacha? When do you have a case of a day that's split in half? Part of the day you can do malacha, part of the day you can't do malacha. When do you ever have such a thing? When do you ever have such a day like that? Right? In the night before, you can do malacha. Wake up in the morning, you can't do malacha. When do you ever have such a thing like that? That's crazy. Right? So Amalei, so he answers back, what are you talking about? Who atzmi yochiach? This day itself, the 14th of Nisan, can prove that there's such a thing. Why? Shemekzaza mutar b'achilas chametz, because it's asr b'achilas chametz. Part of the you're allowed to eat chametz, and part of the you're not allowed to eat chametz. See, you see there's such a concept of the day being split in two. Right? Midaraisa, you can eat chametz till chatzos. I mean, Darbana, we make it earlier, because we don't want to either mix up a cloudy day.
So the one who maintains that you cannot work from the night before,
right?
So once you do tikkas chametz, you cannot work.
Right. It's a minhag.
Right.
It's a minhag. Right. Exactly. No more malacha. What is included in malacha? Can you drive? We're going to get to that. What actually is included in malacha?
Tikkas chametz is also malacha.
Right. So it's talking about work. It's not talking about malachas or malacha Shabbos. You want to cook, I think you can cook. That's not what it was talking about. But, so, Midika Amar, Rabbi Yehuda, since Rabbi Yehuda said, when do you have to stop doing this malach on Erev Pesach? Mishas Netzachama. Right? Alma, what does that mean? That means that Or, Midika Amar, Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov, the Or that he said is Ortahu, it's the night before. Right? Rabbi Yehuda said you have to stop in the morning. He said you have to stop in the Or. And what do you mean you stop in the morning? What about, you never find such a case like this? We split the day in half. So obviously, he holds the night before. Obviously, the word "or" must mean night, right? Everyone got that?
We don't answer for Rabbi Yehuda.
What? We're gonna get to Rabbi Yehuda in a minute. So the Gemara says, "Lo, that's not what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov means," and the proof is rejected. My "or," what does it mean when he said "or"? He meant Amora Shachar, the dawn, which is before Netachama. That's what he meant. That's when you have to stop doing work. So wait a minute, he just asked a question on Rabbi Yehuda that said, how do you ever split the day in half? Isn't that the same question on him? Ihachi, if so, Kamale, when he asked him, Heichon matzinu yom shemiktsaso mutar b'tzias malacha, shemiktsaso aser b'tzias malacha, right, when do you ever find a case where a day split in half, name me'il l'nafshei, he asked that question on himself now. The night before, you're allowed to do work. You wake up in the morning, you're not allowed to do work. What's the difference between you and Rabbi Yehuda? Your time for stopping work is a little earlier than his, a half hour earlier. So it's the same question. You never split a day in half. So, Ho'eka Laila, you have the night before, the Kashar Elazar ben Yaakov. He says, now you can do work the night before. It's just in the morning when you have to stop. So they're arguing about when in the morning. But the night before is mutter. So he asked the question of Yehuda, how do you ever split up a day? But he also splits up the day. So the Gemara says, Nahachi Kamar. Bishlama Lididi. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, I make sense. Why? Ashichira de kapligi rabbanu b'miyama l'leila. When is there a distinction between day and night? When did the Rabbanan ever distinguish between the night before and the day? When do they ever do that? They do that. You know when? Gabi Tainus Tzibur, by a Tainus. You're allowed to eat the night before a Tainus. Wake up in the morning and not allowed to eat. When does the Tainus start? He's assuming it starts at dawn. So you have such a model, right? The Tainus, you're allowed to eat at night, but just the day starts, the fasting starts in the morning. Right, Rav Moshe has a tshuva, whether the Tainus, it only comes up by the 3 weeks. Is the night before the Shiva Sabbatamas, should you be noheg avelus? Can you go to a wedding that night? Right? So I think Rav Moshe says he can't, because the avelus really starts at night. And so if the fasting were makel, the fasting they were makel, they didn't make you fast 25 hours. That's not avelus. Right, so that was a question about fasting. Right. No, I'm just pointing out that the Tainus Tzibur were split only for fasting, maybe not for all the aspects of the Tainus, for avelus for the 3 weeks. But you're right. But the night before, you're allowed to eat all you want. So you say, I already have a model where the Chachamim change between day and night. But Gabi Tainus Tzibur, Ad Masai Ochel V'Shotze, till when can you eat and drink? Ad Shiala Moda Shachar, you can eat till dawn. Right? You want to get up early? We all got up early before I started. It's perfectly acceptable. And Dibri Rebeleza Ben Yaakov, Rav Shimon Amar Ad Kiros HaGever, until the crow makes noise, until the chicken crows. But El Didach, but according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, Hei Chadash Kachana Yomama Degufei Depligi Be'Rabanan. You hold that the time to stop doing Malach on Erev Pesach is at Nates. Right? When did they ever change the middle of a day? That's already the day already started. When did the Chacham ever distinguish between that and that? Yeah, between the night and the day, they do distinguish by a Tainus. But to go already into the day, when did they ever distinguish that? You never have such a thing. Yeah, when? No, you can be Kaddish Shabbos. You can be Kaddish Shabbos early. You have the right to do that. No, but when do you split a day in halacha? You never have such a thing. Right, so that's what he's going to answer. That's what the answer is going to be. One's deraisa, one's derabanan. But the question is, when do you ever split up a day? So amaleisa, he answered back, who atzmo yuchiach? No, this day is split anyway. Why? Shemekzasa buta b'achilas chametz, or because of asa b'achilas chametz. Right, this day is already split. So I'm splitting it regarding the malacha.
You can split it by anything. Now I can daven Shabbos, now I can't daven Shabbos.
Right. So that's going to be the answer. So the Gemara says, "Shapur ka amalei b'hudah l'belazar." It's a good question he asked. What do you mean the days never split? Split Erev Pesach regarding chametz. So hachi ka amalei Rabbi Eliezer. This is what he'll answer back. Amid alach ana amalach the rabbanon. When did the rabbanon ever split? Ha va'at amadli chametz doraisa. You're telling me a raya from chametz doraisa? Rashi says because the Torah made up a rule. What do you want from us? What Hashem said. Right, the ad hacha asar rachmana, the ad hacha shari rachmana. Till this day, the Torah said go eat, and then the Torah said stop. But I can't argue with the Torah. But when did the Chacham ever do such a thing? When did the Chacham ever split up a day like this? Ve'edach. What was his answer back? No, shows the Rabbanon. Even on Erev Pesach, the Rabbanon came up and made more hours when you're not allowed to eat. So you see that the Chacham do that. That's what the Gemara is going to say back. Either hachaka hu da'avid rabbanon l'doraisa. This is making hachaka. They don't want you. Oh, I can eat till noon, right? What if it's cloudy? What if your clock stopped? And what if this? So you know what? Stop a little before. We don't want you to run into the daraisa of eating chametz in Erev Pesach. So stop before. Right. So that's his question. What about Shabbos? What does the Torah makes a distinction between today? Now you can do malacha. Now it's Shabbos.
No, but the rabbanon.
Yeah. What the rabbanon do?
We start Shabbos.
And
yeah.
That's not the Rabbanan. Shkia is the Rabbanan.
No, I mean, the Machlokes is
what you're talking about early Shabbos. So if you make early Shabbos, you can make.
It's not the Rabbanan to make early Shabbos.
Right. I don't know. The only thing I can tell you is that that's what the Torah said. Well, we can't argue with that. That's what Rashi says over here. He says, what does he say? He says, Mil Daraisa, Shigzeris HaKosev Kachi. Shigzeris HaKosev. The Torah said it. The Ein Zu Midas Chachamim. That's not the Chacham didn't make that up. You can't argue with the Torah said it. What can we do? That's what the Torah said. The Torah says he split the day in half. What about splitting the day in half and what about splitting the day in half regarding stopping earlier? That's the only doing that to prevent people from sinning. That's why you stopped them earlier.
Our perception is that this thing is a gadol because it's Rabbanan, because most a lot of what it's
right.
is a gadol.
Right.
So you can't say d'oraisa that this was a gadol to prevent people. Why would a kodesh baruch put in a gadol?
Why the Ran says that the whole reason of bedikas chametz is to prevent you from eating it. It's a hachaka d'oraisa. You have a few of them. It's the Torah put in a prevention. Hilchas Yichud is another one of those. The Beis Hanegel has 15 doraisas that were put in place to prevent you from sinning on a bigger doraisa. Right? The whole reason why you should do bittul and bedik is to stop you from the bigger doraisa of eating. Because you have such a model. The Ran says that in the back on Daf Aleph. He goes in the riff. He goes through the whole how that's what Bal Yerubbaal was all about. Their doraisa prevention to stop you from sinning for a bigger doraisa. Right, so everyone complains that Chacham made up so many, even the Torah does it. Okay, we'll do one more. Meisei, one more. It says in the Torah, it says in the Mishnayos, Ein Masi in Masos, you don't light the torches on the mountaintops to let people know when Rosh Chodesh was. You don't light those torches. Ela al HaChodesh Shinir Bizmano. Unless the 30th day of the month, that day was declared Rosh Chodesh. If that day was declared Rosh Chodesh, then that night they would light the torches to let everybody know that the day that just passed was Rosh Chodesh. That's what they used to do. So when do you light these torches? The night following is Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh could only be on the 30th day or the 31st day. And so the only 2 days it could be. If it's not on the 30th day, it's automatically the 31st day. So if everybody was looking up at the sky, they didn't see the torches, they all knew that the next day was going to be Rosh Chodesh. That night, there was no purpose in lighting the torches. Everybody knew already. So they would only light the torches on one night. The night that followed the day that was declared Rosh Chodesh. And those people in the outlying places would not know that. That's true. They would not know that day was Rosh Chodesh. But that was the only night that they would do it. So the Gemara says that so they would only do it El HaLachodesh Nira Bismano Lekadcho. The only on the day that day was Mekudesh. Because that's considered the day of Bisman. Why? Because if it's not that day, then it happens automatically. So that's considered Shlo Bisman. It happens automatically. The Torah doesn't do any, the Chacham and Bez, and they wouldn't do anything to be Mekadesh today. Happened by itself. The Emesai Masir Masos, when would they do it? La'ar Iburo. On the night, Rashi says, on the R, that would be, the next day would be the first day of Rosh Chodesh. Right, that is the night that we're talking about. It's the 30th day, that night. Alma, what do you see? Ar Urtahu. Ar means night. Right? Shema Minah, you're right. They would never light torches in the day, nobody would see it. Or it has to be night. One more. Meisei, Hayomi Yakal Laila, if a koi is up all night, if his koi is up all night, Makav Al Mizbeach La Ora, and he's Makav the Mizbeach in the Ora time, which must be in the morning, Ton Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. You've got to wash his hands and feet again. Right? Even though he stayed up all night, you have to do Tichas Yadayim again. So you see that or means day. So the Gemara says, no, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Ora shiny. The word Ora, that could be different. That everybody would agree means day. But the word R, we're still stuck. We're not stuck. We've already concluded it means night. We're going to continue tomorrow to discuss more about R, and then we're going to go into other things. Okay, so today's Shia was Lord of the Nishmas, Chana Bas Baruch.